Chapter 78. O'Rourke closed the door and locked it using the key he had taken from Tracy's bag, then followed Walsh and Jimmy as they escorted the pilot towards one of the two squirrel helicopters. They were carrying holdalls and kept their right hands close to their Glocks in underarm holsters. As they reached the helicopter, Chadwick stopped and put down his flight bag.
"What are you doing?" snapped Walsh.
"I have to do the pre-flight checks," said Chadwick.
"Checking for what?"
"That the helicopter is flightworthy, that we have fuel, that the controls work."
"You flew it yesterday, right?"
"Sure."
"And when was it refueled?"
"Last night, after the final flight."
"So we're good to go," said Walsh.
"We have to do the pre-flight checks. It's the law."
Walsh put his hand on the butt of his gun.
"The only law you need to worry about is the one in my holster," he said. "Just get in the bloody helicopter and take off. Do anything else, and I'll put a bullet in your leg."
"If you do that, then I won't be able to fly you anywhere."
"In which case, I'll cut to the chase and shoot you in the head, and your wife and son can have dinner on their own tonight."
"You don't have to keep threatening me," said the pilot.
"Then just do as you're told," said Walsh. "And don't think about trying anything clever. We've all flown in choppers before, so we know the drill. You stay off the radio, you don't squawk any ident, you fly exactly where I tell you to fly. Now get in the fucking chopper and get us in the air."
Chadwick climbed into the pilot's seat and Walsh got into the front passenger seat. Jimmy the para and O'Rourke climbed into the main passenger compartment with the holdalls. There were four seats in a row. They fastened their harnesses. There were headsets hanging on hooks, and they all fitted them.
"Can you all hear me?"
asked Chadwick, and they replied that they could.
"What's our heading?" asked Chadwick.
Walsh frowned.
"Heading?" he repeated.
"Which direction do we go?"
"North-west."
"It would be easier if you gave me a destination."
"Just fly where I tell you to fly," said Walsh.
He took out his Glock and laid it on his thigh for emphasis. Chadwick nodded and began flicking on a series of switches. He started the helicopter's high-powered single engine and the rotor blades began to spin overhead. The helicopter vibrated violently, and even with the headphones on, the noise was uncomfortable. Chadwick looked across at Walsh as if he hoped he would change his mind, but Walsh merely glared at him. Chadwick increased power to the blades. The engine roared, and the helicopter lifted off and moved forward over the river.
"Stay as low as you can," said Walsh.
Chadwick nodded.
"You're the boss."
The helicopter flew about 20 feet over the Thames, heading northwest, the rotor wash flattening the waves below them.